from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
And good morning. 927. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good, bright, sunshiny morning here. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and hopefully spring is here to stay.
Oh, I hope so. It is a beautiful day out there. The sun's shining. It was a beautiful Easter weekend.
And it was.
Carolyn and I got a chance to go out and enjoy it a little bit and went out to an Easter dinner, a very nice time, and went to the Easter egg hunt with the grandchildren. And I was over at my oldest daughter's house, and they have a deck that's kind of overlooks the backyard. It's about, and you can watch them run around there in the backyard picking up the Easter eggs and just having a ball out there. And it was a very good time and a very nice event. It's always fun to watch the grandkids run around and have fun.
And you always figure, where does that energy go when you get older?
When they're 4 or 5 years old, they have so much energy, there is just no stopping them. They just go steady until about 8 o'clock, and they completely drop and they collapse. And of course, then the little Easter eggs are all full of candy, and of course they pull those things open, and it's like, how can they eat that much candy? But they do it, and they have a wonderful time. It was a great weekend, and it looks like it's going to be a very nice week today, very nice day today, and a good week this week, and which is very nice. It's nice to see spring coming and moving into the better time of the year. I always love, late spring, summertime. It's always a very nice time and with a lot of good events. And hopefully we're starting to move a little bit beyond COVID now. I know at the board meeting, actually it was on Thursday of last week. Normally we have our board meetings on Friday, but Friday was Good Friday. So Good Friday is a holiday at the courthouse. So we had it on Thursday morning instead. And at that time, Angela Olthoff, the director of the Randolph County Health Department, was there. And basically, as of the 1st of April, we're trying to open up Randolph County. I know the state of Illinois has a little bit different agenda, but you got to remember the state of Illinois takes into consideration places like Chicago, which don't concern us much here. So down here, we're trying to get things completely back open as best possible. I think it was reported that roughly 70% plus of the people in what their group 1B was, those 65 and older, are now vaccinated, and they're moving down into the other groups. And between the number of individuals in Randolph County, who have had an exposure and therefore no longer really subject to one, the number of people who have vaccinated and the number of people who really is not known who have had it but was simply never known, because they didn't have a recorded case, they weren't that ill, we're getting up past 50% plus of the number of people in Randolph County. So you're reaching that point where it's going to start backing off. But I have seen just a slight uptick in cases here in the last 2 or 3 days. There was a couple of families, that pretty good sized families, that got it inside a household. But for the most part, it's backing up. The numbers are backing up. The vaccinations are proceeding good, as she reported, and hopefully we're going to get past this. And I am so ready for a normal summer, as I know most people are out there with the church picnics and the fried chicken, which I like, and the doctor says I'm not supposed to eat that much, but I still like to do it anyway,
right?
And enjoy the summer and have a good time and get back to a normal year. It's really going to be nice.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break.
Sure.
We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And we're back, 9:37. Again, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we were talking about the weather and nice, and that means things will be getting going here as far as outside.
Oh, yes, it's not that far off. I had mentioned the meeting we had Thursday. That was last Thursday, April 1st. And among other things that we talked about, I had some discussions with our County Highway Engineer, And if you've heard me mention here before that we had a second bridge, we did redid one bridge on County Highway 5. That's the county road that runs between Wine Hill South down to Rockwood. Mm-hmm. And there's two bridges on that through that stretch there. It's about 5 miles. And the second one, it's a little bit larger one. I'd mentioned that we had some plans to put a new deck on that one. And in actuality, we have let bids for that. And with a little bit of luck at our next meeting, which is on the 16th, a week from Friday, we will probably be letting the contract for the resurfacing of that particular bridge. I don't have the specs on it as of yet, but we're talking about a schedule perhaps in May or June. And I don't want to make any commitments here on the radio as exactly when it'll be, because the road will be closed for a few weeks while that is taking place. And there's a lot of scheduling issues that go between the contractor and the architect and the engineer who is involved in it. So sometimes that stuff gets pushed back, obviously. But the point is we're going to let the contract here within the next few weeks. And so that will be a project that will be happening later on, this, you know, late spring, early summer. Type of thing is the projected tentative schedule. And that after that particular bridge, that'll take care of both of them on that road, which is very nice infrastructure updates. The other one we had completely changed out. This one has a metal steel structure underneath it, which is all sound and good. It would simply lift the old deck off, which has been on there since I'm going to say the mid-60s, mm-hmm. mid-1960s. We'll be taking that off, farming up a new concrete deck system on top of it, pouring in place, et cetera. Have to redo the approaches to it and the banisters on the sides of it through the process. But that'll make a nice job on it and set both of those in shape for another good 50 years, because that's a very nice road through there.
Won't be your worry in the, for the next time.
Yeah, that's the whole point in the process, is to redo our infrastructure and keep it in mm-hmm. good shape. Another project we're discussing, I do not think it's going to happen in 21, it may happen in 22, is the county road that runs out here north of Sparta. South of Sparta, from the Casey station south down to Shoeline Road. That little stretch there, it's about 3 miles long, heading towards Chester and down that away. There's some resurfacing and straightening. There's some road ditch repairs and that need to be take place. And that is in that's being studied in the engineering phase. There was some motor fuel tax funds set aside at the state of Illinois, which are allowable for that. But I don't believe we've quite got the full allocation yet. And a lot of when it happens depends on what you get your allocations for the funding for it, mm-hmm. and when you can commit to it to lock in and do the job. But that one will be another one that will be taken a look at in the not too distant future, in the next year or so. The ones that they're on pretty well to the top of the list at this point in time. And there's always a certain amount of repairs. Obviously, there's a lot of potholes out there. Many of them inside the city limits, city / village limits of, the different, towns inside of Randolph County, some on county roads, most of them on road district roads. Most county roads are blacktop surface, mm-hmm. but obviously there's still a lot of potholes to patch and stuff. This was a difficult winter on roads this year. We had that stretch in there about 3 weeks when it's down 10 degrees and below at night, and with the snow and the salt, and it puts a lot of stress on the roads. And now that the frost is pretty much all out of the ground and everything's coming around, we're starting to make the patching and necessary patching in place and getting them back up into shape as best possible.
Right. Some roads did fairly well. Others, driving a school bus back in some of the rural roads around Sparta, between Sparta and Tilden, some of the roads fared pretty good, mm-hmm. and others just, it was just like you'd taken a chipper through there and just crumbled it all up into big chunks.
When you have a lot of freezing and thawing in a winter like that, that's very difficult on the roads, especially oil chip roads. Mm-hmm. Those have a lot of stress on those, especially in the thaw out time. So we're working through them, and believe it or not, in another 2-3 weeks going to be time to start mowing grass again, mm-hmm. Which is coming up. So we're moving into all of those within within the in the roadside of it. On other issues in Randolph County, obviously we're working through our budgets. It appears that we will be receiving some funding from this last COVID relief, the American Rescue Act, as I believe it was called. Most people think of it as the $1,400 stimulus, but there was funding in there to help counties who, you know, and of course, obviously counties, cities that all lost or needed additional funding to make it through COVID-related issues. And of course, Randolph County did, and as well as everyone else. And so there's going to looks like there's going to be some funding there that we'll be working through over the next few weeks and determining what's going to be available and how it'll be allocated out and what possible, you know, such we had significant losses in sales tax revenue, et cetera, from last year because simply everything was shut down and things are closed down. You're not receiving the sales tax revenue. The, you know, the businesses aren't open. That affects your ability to, you know, carry on the functions of the county. And so there will be some replacement money in there for those as well as possible other things that will be available. I don't want to be too specific because honestly, I don't know the specific details on yet on it as of yet. It's still unfolding. Information is still being released on a weekly basis as to what will be available and how it'll be used. And as that becomes available, obviously we'll announce it and lay out our plans and our budgets related to it. But to let you know that it is there, it is being studied at this point in time until we get to the point where we know a little more detail on it. So that's some of the other issues that are taking place in Randolph County. And as we push forward, and if you've noticed, and it was reported in the papers a while back, and it was the meeting before last, not on the one on April 1st I just mentioned, but the one before that, we had passed a resolution dealing with Vistra and the Baldwin Power Plant, mm-hmm. and determining the assessed value of that structure and facility going forward for the next 5 years. It's not locked in exact, but it's based on a series of conditions that may happen, but we were able to adopt that. Of course, that's going to result in a reduction in real estate taxes. Very right. Straightforward. But we have been able to reach agreement with them and are in a position now where we kind of have an understanding of how it's going to move forward. Randolph County obviously is affected by that, but the largest one affected by that is, of course, the Redbud School District. They're the one that received the largest amount of real estate taxes off of the Vistra, the Baldwin Power Plant, of the large governmental entities. Randolph County, it is significant to Randolph County, but not as significant proportionally as it is to a Redbud School District and some of those. But those numbers are now been accepted by Randolph County. I think there's two or three more other taxing districts that have to finish the adoption process, and then it'll go into place. And that will allow us to complete the assessment process as it relates to that, so we can move forward and hopefully have our tax bills out a little earlier this year than we did last year. I know the rest of the assessment process is moving forward. It got delayed significantly by COVID last year, as did everything else. But this year, hopefully, we'll be able to run, I'm hoping, at least 60 days, 2 months, basically, ahead of last year's schedule and as we push forward, which means maybe with a little luck, we'll have the border review open by the 1st of May type of thing. And that's what we're shooting for at this point in time.
All right. I'll tell you what. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that.
Sure.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And we're back. And it's 9:54. Got a few minutes left today talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And talking about all the things going on with the county and that, and there's a couple more things we wanted to talk about.
Sure. It one of the other things I'll mention, because I see quite a bit of it, is as it is moving forward fairly well, is the issues related to a national monument, possible national monument status over there in the Prairie to Rocher area along the river. That has drawn quite a bit of attention. It has picked up some support. I don't want to call it endorsements yet, but our two U.S. senators, Dick Durbin and Sorry, I went blank.
Duckworth.
Duckworth. Tammy Duckworth have shown some interest and have taken a look at our proposals that we put out. So it is generating a little bit of support, and hopefully it'll move that away. That would be very beneficial to our area as it relates to tourism, and also as it relates to the rest of the general support. We often forget because we live here, but, mm-hmm. you know, at one time, Prairie du Rocher and the Mississippi River were the far western borders of the United States, and beyond that was just simply territory. And it wasn't that long ago. It was only, you know, a couple of hundred years ago in the general time frame, and how much time has changed since then. And without any really parks along, you know, national parks along in this area and related to it, and also possibly to the other side as well in St. Genevieve, which is you know, one of the oldest, if not the oldest settlement west of, you know, permanent settlement west of the Mississippi, and that whole conglomerate, that would be a very beneficial for our area if that could be named a national monument or national park. But we'll see how that proceeds forward, but at least it's being discussed, and if it's being discussed, that is beneficial. Yes. If everyone is ignoring you, then it's, you know, you're not doing quite as well. And we're also looking at some possible funding for some repairs on the Pierre Menard home down there, which is also just south of the, you know, Fort Kaskaskia Park there, and what used to be called Fort Gage area. Mm-hmm. That I know that, of course, nothing really happened in 20, but that home is in need of some substantial repairs, and it is now drawing some attention. And it looks like, you know, we could possibly get some funding for roof improvements and those types of things, which is very important. And we're looking forward to that, and to continue to maintain, you know, many of the beautiful and nice things we have in our area. And that is very important. So I'm glad to see that's moving forward. On the four-lane connector front, there wasn't a lot of discussion on it this at the last meeting, but in the budget from a year ago, there was some funds placed in there for the first engineering, prime engineering study of it. I think running from basically Waterloo over to Sparta in that area, which would be an engineering study, there was $15 million placed in the budget for that. And it's my understanding that that study is supposed to take place in 22/23, that budget year. So not in the calendar year we're in now, but possibly beginning in the next calendar year, where they begin to do their what I'll call phase one engineering in consideration of the exact routes and what might be along those routes and those types of things. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see that. If we would be fortunate enough to get a capital bill out of Washington, D.C. that would include road funding, then you're in a position, if you've had those things accomplished, you're in a position to possibly get some funding for that. But it's good to hear once again that those things are moving forward as well. And as first week of April, we have progress committee meeting this week on Thursday, and 911 board meeting on Thursday morning, workforce development board meeting tomorrow morning that I'll be attending that on Zoom, though. So that's some of the things coming up this week that I'll be dealing with.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're about out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I always enjoy the opportunity to come in here and discuss a little bit about what's taking place in Randolph County.
All right. It's always good to find out, you know, what kind of things are going on around here.
And
too,
thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.